It's Essential Pittsburgh. I'm Paul Guggenheimer. The plight of the August Wilson Center has been a source of constant stories in the local media, including headlines like August Wilson Center looks for help, open the books, and saving August Wilson. That's the title of this week's Pittsburgh City Paper cover story about the troubled center. Despite a liquidation, debt, and other fiscal battles, can the center be saved? We'll pose that question to City Paper reporter Rebecca Nuttall, author of the aforementioned story. She joins us in Studio A. Hello, Rebecca.
Hello.
Also with us by phone is Paradise Gray, who is responsible for organizing this Saturday's town hall meeting to save the August Wilson Center. His wife is the first cousin of August Wilson. Paradise Gray, welcome to Essential Pittsburgh.
Hello. Thank you for calling.
I understand that you are in a bit of a time crunch, so I'm going to get to the questions that I have for you first. Top among them is, has there been a big enough outcry from the African-American community when it comes to saving the August Wilson Center?
Well, absolutely. And if you want to see an example of that outcry, you can just show up on Saturday at the library, the Pittsburgh Library downtown. Yes, hold on one second, brother. Just a second. At the Pittsburgh Library downtown, where right now so many people are calling that the library is calling us, afraid that we're going to fill them over capacity. Not only that, but we organized on Facebook and created a Facebook page, Saving the August Wilson Center, and in less than 2 days, we got over 1,000 people to sign up on the page.
Tell us about this meeting. What is going to take place?
Well, basically, it's an open community forum because the foundations have had their meetings, the bankers have had their meetings, the CEOs and the founders have had their meetings, but the people in the community have not had an opportunity to express their voice. And what we're doing is having an open forum for people in the community to come out and say how they feel about the August Wilson Center and what they're willing to do to save it. And that includes, hopefully we won't have to get to doing nonviolent direct action. We do not want the August Wilson Center to be taken. It belongs to the people of Pittsburgh and not to the founders or the CEOs nor the bank.
Among the people that you come in contact with, is there a consensus of opinion about what should be done with the August Wilson Center?
The August Wilson Center should be open to the people of the community. How we get there, I don't know, but on Saturday we're going to collect all of the best ideas. I don't know how we're going to get there. All I know is that we better get there because the August Wilson Center and the Black Cultural Institution in Pittsburgh should not ever be for sale. Our history, our culture is not for sale.
A number of people have signed up on Facebook. Do you think that this will translate into financial donations?
Oh, absolutely. And hopefully, you know, tax dollars help build the August Wilson Center, too. And at the end of the day, taxpayers in the Black community have something to say about that, too.
And what do you hope to accomplish at this meeting? By the end of this week, this meeting is happening again on Saturday. What do you hope to accomplish?
Well, what we hope to accomplish at this meeting, first of all, is to give the people opportunity to voice their opinion and also to form committees to do our research and to see what we can do as a community. And also to give the average person, not just PhDs and intellectuals, the opportunity to have a say-so and an input.
And that's Paradise Gray organizing a town hall meeting on finding a way to save the August Wilson Center. It's at 11 a.m. Saturday at the Carnegie Library downtown. We know you're pressed for time. Paradise Gray, thank you for joining us on Essential Pittsburgh.
Thank you very much.
You bet. Turning now to Rebecca Nuttall of the City Paper, who wrote this week's cover story, Saving August Wilson. And at the outset, I asked the question, can the August Wilson be saved? I'll put that question to you. What do you think based on what you've learned so far, Rebecca?
Essentially, it seems like a lot of people have great ideas for saving the center, and there seems to be a lot of community support around it. But what it comes down to is they need the money to support it. So it's going to take, even though the community needs to be involved, it's going to take some great financial backing in order to save it.
The $42 million August Wilson Center opened in 2009. What is the current status of the center?
Currently, as far as I've been told, there are probably two people who are working at the center. I know someone has said that there was someone working the front desk. Other than that, they did have an event for the gallery crawl 2 weeks ago where they were showing some artwork, but there really hasn't been much going on there.
And they have, as I understand it, they haven't paid the mortgage on the building for a year now. And they're in any number of different financial straits. Why has it gotten to this point? This building is not even 5 years old yet.
So as you said, it is a $42 million center. And right from the get-go, I know that they had a lot of construction costs that went over their budget. And since that point in time, they've never really been able to get a sturdy footing on handling that. Even though $17.4 million in public money went into the building, they didn't have a lot of – I've been told that a lot of these cultural institutions have the backing of private donors who are intimately involved and give a lot of money. But they didn't really have those private donors coming forward to provide the backing for the center.
Do we know why that is?
I mean, it's a great question. I think the African-American wealth in Pittsburgh, as much as there are a lot of individuals have wealth, in comparison to other areas, it just isn't there.
An anonymous group of Pittsburgh foundations has sought to purchase the center, transferring operations to the Pittsburgh Cultural Trust. Should this offer be seen as a good sign by August Wilson Center supporters?
I think it should be seen as a good sign that even though people have said there is no foundation support, there clearly is. However, I don't think the conservator is going to accept an offer that's not fulfilling the debts. And since the debt is $10 million, any offer that doesn't meet that isn't going to work. So at $4 million, that's less than half what's owed.
From the people that you've interviewed for your story, what do you think is next for the August Wilson Center?
I think this meeting is going to be very telling. If people come together and present actual solutions, then something good could come out of it. But like I said, without the money there, people talking and showing support isn't going to do much.
Have you had the sense that the African American community in Pittsburgh has not been as proactive as it could be in all of this?
I talked with a local artist who said that she didn't even know that the August Wilson Center was in such a bad financial state. I think if they had publicized it more from the get-go, since they first started having trouble, more people would have come out and support. But I think when the announcements were made that they were in such financial trouble, no one really took it seriously that they were going to close. They thought, you know, we'll come up with a new plan, something will happen. And I think it was a big wake-up call when they decided to liquidate. And now they're coming out in full force.
And what are some hopeful examples of institutions that struggle early on before stabilizing and thriving? Because surely the August Wilson Center cannot be the only one that is going through something like this.
So in my story, I was told about from Samuel Black from the John Hines History Center that there's an institution in Cincinnati that had the same sort of trouble at the beginning, as I've heard from multiple sources that a lot of cultural and historical institutions do. And this center, the bank that held some of its debt, actually forgave the debt. And a lot of other private donors got together to help get rid of the rest of the debt. Once you get rid of the debt, they're more able to, you know, start off fresh and be able to handle the day-to-day operational costs.
We have a tweet from David who asks, why must the August Wilson Center be in the cultural business district? Wouldn't it be better as the cornerstone of redevelopment outside Pittsburgh?
I think it's too late to be asking that question. I've heard a lot of people asking that question, and I just think it's too late. You already have the building there, and the building needs to be used. If the building is sold to another institution that doesn't want to make it an African-American cultural institution, then I think you might want to start looking for different locations to restart something. But it's too late to talk about the mistake of putting it downtown.
And many are hoping that the August Wilson Center will be purchased by an arts group that can continue the center's mission. Is there a realistic hope for that happening?
It would have to be an institution that has the money already to do it and that doesn't already operate some kind of cultural institution in Pittsburgh. And I know that there are so many arts institutions in Pittsburgh beyond the August Wilson Center that are struggling. So for them to be able to have the money to come up with buying the center and running what they already do, I don't think it would be possible.
You know, one of the things that you hear people say is, you know, what if someone – a prominent African-American artist or performer like Bill Cosby or Oprah Winfrey ponied up $1 million or so and was willing to kind of take the lead, even if anonymously, to financially back a resurrection of the center. Is that possible, and what would it take? Does there need to be a financial manager in place to assure that someone, if they were willing to come up with a donation like that, that it's managed properly?
So I think – I don't know this for certain, but the conservator went around and solicited donations clearly. But 5 years ago when I attended the – or 4 years ago when I attended the grand opening of the August Wilson Center, there were actual like Hollywood celebrities there who had been in his productions. And I personally believe if they were reached out to, if people contacted them, someone like Oprah or some of the other people who got their start in August Wilson's plays, I think if they were contacted, they would come and support it, regardless of whether or not there's someone in place to manage the money.
Our guests have been Pittsburgh City Paper reporter Rebecca Nuttall and, as you heard earlier, Paradise Gray, who is organizing a town hall meeting on finding a way to save the August Wilson Center. That meeting, again, takes place at 11 Saturday at the Carnegie Library downtown. Thanks to you both, and thanks to you, Rebecca, for joining us on Essential Pittsburgh.
Thank you.
Coming up, we'll meet Vanessa Hittery, the Hebrew Mamita, who uses hip-hop and poetry to achieve cultural understanding. It's Essential Pittsburgh on 90.5 WESA.